our concern with the HJR 90 language is that it misleads the voters. It states that it would permit early voting, but in fact, there would not actually be early voting without a legislative appropriation, which may or may not occur. Not only is it misleading in the actual description of what this does, but it's also misleading in light of the fact that there is a true early voting initiative that will be before the voters that does not depend upon an appropriations contingency.
But that other petition circulated version, how can that legally figure into the legal arguments? I mean, it's there, but that's not really the central issue. You have to be challenging the legislature's proposal specifically, don't you?
Again, there's two issues. The legal matter before the court will be, is the language as drafted by the legislature deceptive or not? Is it misleading? And it is, in that it states that it would permit early voting, but it would not. There would not be early voting unless and until there's a legislative appropriation, and there's no indication whether or not that would occur. I think the other matter, that there is the other early voting, the true early voting initiative, I think just underscores why this happened. This is not a true attempt by the legislature to actually help people to vote, to ensure that more citizens have the opportunity to participate in the democracy, but it's a fake, it's a sham. It's a way of undercutting a real early voting effort that the citizens and the people of Missouri have put before the voters, and the legislature should be ashamed of themselves on this one.
Well, based on your previous experience with the ACLU bringing questions on ballot issues and questioning some of the things the legislature has done, how would you rate your chances of getting this thrown out of the ballot?
Well, again, what's unfortunate is it's always good for the voters to be able to vote on matters regarding our democracy. The intention of the ACLU is not to disallow the voters to participate. The problem is that the way the legislature has presented it, it's wrong, it's misleading, it's incorrect. We believe the court will agree. When a statement that is usually written by the Secretary of State, who has a responsibility to fairly and impartially describe what an initiative would do, when instead it's written in a partisan way or deceptive way by the legislature, we believe the courts will look very closely at what's going on and understand what's at issue here, and will allow the voters the opportunity to have full and complete information on appropriate matters that are before them.
In terms of raising this issue, not only with the court, but in the public mind, is it perhaps too early to have filed this lawsuit? Should you have waited until closer to November, when this issue will be before the public and will be more prominent in the public view?
As you know, the ACLU rule is always more speech, more political discussion is better. It's never too early to engage the public. It's never too soon to put true, fair, accurate, complete information before the voters. We believe that the more the voters know, the more the voters understand, they will see that there is an actual early voting initiative that opens up democracy, that helps people to participate, that makes it so that citizens can vote. And there's this fake sham purported early voting initiative that is no such thing at all. The more information that's available to the public so that the public can decide, so that the voters can create the democracy we want and deserve, the ACLU thinks that's a good thing.
It's not directly a part of this lawsuit, but should the legislature be prohibited from writing this kind of ballot language? Should that be specifically reserved to the Secretary of State?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I don't want to make sweeping generalizations about a process question without really focusing on it. What we do know is that this description of this initiative is incorrect, it's misleading, and we believe, the facts show, that it was done to deceive the voters, and our elected officials should not ever be doing that. So in this particular case, what they did was wrong.
The fact that they have passed a bill after the petition drive was completed and they knew what was on it, does that underline to you the fact that there's an intentional effort to mislead?
I think your question answers the query itself. You know, that this did not occur until there was a clear, successful effort by the voters. You know, you would think that the legislature would want to support the people in opening up the democratic process in getting more and more people involved in voting. Whether or not you vote the way the ACLU believes that constitutional liberties demand, whether it's you vote the way one partisan or political party believes or one ideology believes, I think we can all agree that democracy is strengthened when more citizens participate. ACLU will always fight for the right of individuals to be fully participatory in democracy, irregardless of your viewpoint, irregardless of your ideology, in the same way we protect speech. So that the legislature saw a true early voting effort and tried to do an end run and then misled the voters about what was occurring is really not what we expect of our elected officials.
Well, this is not part of the question and answer for the interview, but you've certainly picked a very appropriate time to raise this issue or to step forward and file this lawsuit.
It is a good reminder that the 4th of July, when we fought for independence, when we created democracy, when with the goal of every citizen being able to participate and choose our government, it really does underscore, you're exactly right. We should always be working that more and more people participate, more and more people vote, more and more people educate themselves so that they can choose as they will, not the way the ACLU believes, not the way any elected official believes, but as citizens believe. So again, more information is better. Accurate information is the best.